Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and today I am joined by, as always, my good friend and co-host, Christian Gastain. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. A little sore throat, but besides that, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm had a busy day at school today. Had a little bit of a rough night thus far, but I'm doing okay.
Would you like to tell us about this night?
Well, yeah. First, there was no dinner, so I had to make some dinner, which I hate doing. I made some baguette grilled cheese sandwiches. Was beautiful. a delicacy, to say the least. And yeah, I mean that was pretty much the night. We pushed this up a little bit for some reason, but not really, which is, I don't know what I'm saying at this point. I'm just very tired. It was National Napping Day. I did not get my nap in today, which is a bummer because it is National Nap Day. I would have taken a nap, but didn't quite get a chance to because I was doing school and loving life and living large in Salt Lake City. How's the sore throat treating you? Is it still the allergy bug or is it a sickness?
Nah, it's pretty much over, Cal. It's just a little bit. It's nothing bad. It's nothing major. It's just a little noticeable, a little irritating. But besides that, I'm doing fine. Finally gotten over that besides a little bit. But besides that, I was waiting on you today.
For not that long.
Oh, very, very long. Like, to be 2 minutes is like 2 hours.
I know. You poor soul. I don't even know how you made it through. Thank you for your service, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We are going to be opening a Word document here, peek behind the curtain, so I can timestamp this lovely podcast. I think there's actually an automatic thing on Podbean that can do that for us, I thought I saw. Maybe I should look into that a little bit more. But anyways, yeah, so we're going to do one thing and one thing only today, so should require very little time stampage, though I might timestamp where major arguments happen. We are going to fill out a bracket together. This is a unanimous bracket. Both of us have to agree, and if one of us doesn't agree, we have to argue and try to get the other one to come to our side. Now, so this doesn't get out of hand. If an argument goes over 5 minutes, I have a
coin.
That is me digging into the coin cup on my bed. Not my bed, my desk. I have a coin here, and we will do a coin flip. So 5 minutes debate at the longest, so we aren't here all night, but this should be a fun show, and I don't know. I'm ready to get right to it.
Yeah, I'm very excited to do this. I think this will be a fun time. See how we disagree and agree with the bracket.
All right. Let us start. Now, I think we should do this a little bit different. I don't think we should go in chronological order. Let's go in the order we ranked the brackets yesterday. So let's start with the Midwest. You cool with that?
Yep, I'm good with that. However we want to do it.
Okay.
Midwest will work.
Trying to scroll on the website we have pulled up. We may have to use the other website. While I'm talking about this, let me inform you all that we are having, of course, our End Zone Tourney Challenge on ESPN.com. Go ahead and check that out. It should be a ton of fun. Come play against me and Chris. I think this will be the bracket that I officially enter into that contest. I'm going to declare myself ineligible to win money because that would be unfair.
And obviously, I'm not going to win money.
That would be considered insider trading. So this should be just a fun experiment between me and Chris, and we'll see how many we could get right. Let's start with Kansas. For each of these matchups, I just want to read some interesting statistics and factoids, and maybe you can give your thoughts on some of the teams. For Penn, they came out of the Ivy League, 24-8 year. They're pretty good at defending the three-point line, but not much else than that. They are ranked 12th in defensive efficiency in the tournament, although that is mostly because they play in the Ivy League. Meanwhile, the statistic that Kansas ranks highest at in the of the two teams is field goal percentage. They shoot 49% from the field. However, the Quakers get more rebounds per game, 38 per game, while Kansas only has 36. So I think the vote's going to be unanimous on this one. Do you want to anything on either of these teams?
No, I don't think there's a point in wasting time talking about this one. Kansas is going to run away with this one.
Let's do some over-unders on points for these bigger ones. We did this one last night, so we won't this time. But Chris thinks they'll win by over 10.5 points. Over 11.5 points. I think they'll win by under. I think they'll win by 10. Still a handed victory, but I think it'll be close coming into the second half, as it usually is between these 16 and 1 seeds. Moving on to our next matchup, Seton Hall, NC State. This is a very interesting matchup. NC State, of course, got pretty hot in the middle of the season. They have that memorable win at home against UNC in overtime. You look at this team, they are 4-4 against top 32 teams in the nation, based on the RPI. Whereas Seton Hall is 0-5 actually, but those are close losses. Reminder, this team only down the stretch only lost to Villanova by 1 point, and I believe the first time they met, they only lost by 5 points. Any other interesting stats in this one, Chris?
No, you pretty much went over all the stats, really, to go over that we have in front of us. So I wouldn't say not really. For me, did you take your pick?
Not yet. Okay. I'm not gonna make my pick yet. I thought we'd talk a little bit more about the matchups, you know.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I was just making sure how we're wanting to do this.
Do you have the stats pulled up in front of you?
I do on the one of them. The other one, the one we're actually picking the games on. For me, this game's going to be about North Carolina State defensively. Are they going to be able to keep up their, I'll call it, a little better than mediocre defense? I personally don't think so. What do you think about the North Carolina's defense, North Carolina State's defense,
as far as with a 1.015 in defensive efficiency? That's 59th overall in the tournament. However, I mean, you look at it the other way, Seton Hall's only at a 1.009, and they're 56. So neither of these teams are awesome defensively, but I agree. It's going to come down to who plays better defensively. The stat that's going to decide this game for me is rebounding. Seton's the better rebounding team, and I'm going to take Seton in this game. Who you got?
I'm going to take Seton as well. Not even going off what you said, I think there's some other 8-9 upsets that I see, and I just don't think all four will be upsets. Sometimes you can't go by the stats. Sometimes you just have to go by. There's going to be one upset between the 8 and the 9, but I don't think this will be the one. I think Seton Hall does win that game.
All right, you look at the next game, the Clemson Tigers coming off what would have to be considered a disappointing last stretch run in the ACC against the New Mexico State Aggies, who I believe won their conference, correct?
Yes, they did. They did win their conference.
They play in the Mountain West, right?
Yes.
From the Mountain West, so a semi-decent conference. The most interesting stat, 42 rebounds per game. Excellent rebounding numbers. The second most in the entire tournament. And third best in defensive efficiency. Chris, I'll let you go first. Who do you have in this game?
I have New Mexico State pulling off the upset. I just don't like how I've seen this Clemson Tigers team play down the stretch. Pretty much what you were talking about a few seconds ago. I don't like the way they played in the tournament. Defensively they played well, but offensively I don't like this team right now. I'm going to take New Mexico State in an upset.
All right, I agree with that. You look next at Auburn and the University of Charleston. Interesting stats here. Auburn against ninth in rebounding, third best free throw percentage, 35th best defensive efficiency. Later in the tournament, that might come back to haunt them. Yes, I know Auburn has been struggling, but for me, I think they can get hot and get going in the tourney. I'm going to take Auburn.
I'm going to take Auburn as well. But for me, it's just the fact that I think Auburn will make it past Charleston. It just doesn't seem like one of those teams that Auburn's going to lose to. Now, I'm not going to claim I know what Charleston plays like very well. I have not seen them play. So I'm going to take Auburn, but based off the fact, I just don't see an upset being pulled off.
Yep, moving on to our next game, where we are 11 minutes through this. So I think we got to step up a little bit as far as the picking of these games go, or this might be a longer episode. Let's go to TCU versus either ASU or Syracuse. For me, this is just TCU by default, because I don't think ASU or Syracuse either deserve to make the tournament. So I'm gonna take TCU here. What about you?
For me, I'm gonna take TCU as well. Basically, for the same reason you just said, I don't think Arizona State or Syracuse are that great of a team, and I just think TCU will be able to get past either team. Especially means that they're gonna be coming off the game. The whoever wins is gonna be coming off a game already. The next day or the day after, I think TCU does win that game.
Michigan State, Bucknell. I'm taking Michigan State. I know you are too.
Yep.
So my question for you: over under, they win the game by 13.5 points. I'm gonna take the under.
I'm going to slightly take the over by 14.
Okay. URI Oklahoma. URI a very good team through most of the season. Down the stretch, lost two of their last three in conference and lost to Davidson in the tourney, conference tournament. But Oklahoma is sliding, haven't really won a game in 2 months, but Trae Young could get hot at any moment. This one's a tough one to pick. I don't know. I feel like I want to pick URI, but I would not be, and I'm going to take URI, but I would not be shocked if Oklahoma won this game.
I basically agree with you there. I'm taking University of Rhode Island because I just don't like how I've seen Oklahoma play lately, and in the Big 12 tournament. I'm going to take URI, but it's going to be a close game, I think. But in the end, I think URI wins.
Iona's got some interesting storylines around it coming into this tournament. Got in by winning their conference. They play the Duke Blue Devils. Duke is amazing, and Iona is out of a mid-major conference. I'm going to take Duke, but let me just say, if you're making if you need a first-round upset, if you really want to go bold on the upsets, Iona's the safest bold upset, I think, because I do think that if you catch Duke on the wrong day, you can beat them.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen this season. A team, Duke, not play very well, but I'm not going to pick it. I'm going to take Duke. No questions in my mind about it. I think there's less of a chance of Duke playing less than a high level. I'm going to take Duke.
All right, next, let's pick the Western bracket, Chris. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Xavier?
Well, Xavier is the number one seed, obviously. Ranked 3 in RPI. Offensively, they're middle of the pack. A little higher than middle of the pack. They're about 40-something, I can't believe. Like I said earlier, I don't have the stats that you do, but I'm basing it off of what I've seen. Basketball Power Index ranking of 12. As of late, they've played very well up to the Big East tournament. They're 10-2 in their last 12 games. Lost in the second round of that tournament. Eric, who do you got in this game?
I mean, it's pretty obviously Xavier. Let me set the over-under for you against whoever they play, either Texas Southern or North Carolina Coastal Central, I believe, want to say.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to take Xavier, obviously, but let me set the over-under at 14.5 points. How much do you think they're going to win by over-under?
I'm going to go slightly under. I'm going to go 14 points.
I do think Xavier's overseeded, but I'm gonna take the over here. Pardon me.
Yeah, moving on. I think we can both agree. I mean, there it's kind of a both. We could agree on both of those. You could go over or under here.
Yeah, moving on, you have Mizzou, you have FSU. Mizzou, their biggest help is they have their best player, Michael Porter Jr., back. They didn't play with him for most of the season, so that's why their stats look semi-down. The Florida Seminoles, excellent rebounding team, boasting the 9th best rebounding efficiency in the tournament. This is a tough game to pick, but I think Michael Porter Jr. can get hot, and I'm going to take Mizzou.
Oh, this is tough for me. I'm going to have to go upset here, and it's going to be for the exact opposite reason. I think Porter, I watched him in the SEC tournament. He did not play that well. I think he had 12 points, but...
Yeah, but that's the first time...
But this is only his second game back a week later. I don't see...
No, it's not. That was the first time he had played in 3 months, dude.
I know. I'm saying this will be his second... We said that was his first game in 3 months, but that was only a week ago. I think it's going to take multiple games for him to get back into the groove. I'm going to take FSU for that reason.
You really don't think that Michael Porter Jr. can get back going?
I think he does, but I don't think it's in this game. I think they started him too late, and I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm just saying that I think it's a little late to be trying to get him back into the game and expect him to be back to close to 100%. It's not going to happen. I'm going to take FSU for that reason.
Sell me on FSU.
Well, I'm not really selling. I'm not necessarily selling you on FSU. I'm just saying that it's going to take Porter to win the game. It's going to take Porter. If they're going to have a chance, Porter's going to have to play well. And I just don't see that happening. That's the reason. It's not that I have something for you at FSU. It's just I think Mizzou's going to need everything to pull off the win.
I think they're going to give everything, but why do you think otherwise?
Because I don't think Porter Jr. is going to be playing at a full level. I don't. I saw him in that game against Georgia. He did not play that well. I think it's going to take more than one game to justify, or more than one game to be able to say he's back to 100%.
All right. Well, I think that this one's going to need a coin flip then. Do you agree?
I think so too.
Okay, I'll let you call it right now. I haven't flipped the quarter quite yet.
Let's go Tails.
Tails?
Yeah.
Just fell off my hand. and it landed on Tails. So, yes, we will be taking FSU over Mizzou, a pick I'm not very happy with. All right, Ohio State, South Dakota State. Ohio State had a great year. No one expected them to be this good. Their coach did an excellent job. South Dakota State, third most points average coming into the tournament. Of course, they play in a worse league, so take that as you may. Ninth best rebounding team. I'm going with my gut here. I'm taking San Diego State. I think that this is a 5-12 upset.
San Diego State? Where'd you get that?
Oh, South Dakota State. Sorry.
Okay. I was just making sure we're talking about the same team. For me, I think for argument points here, I think I can't really make an argument with the way Ohio State's been playing lately. I've been thinking about this game for a little while since I made my bracket yesterday. I think South Dakota State's going to pull off the upset just because we've seen Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament. They disappointed. We thought they'd go much, but they'd take it much further, and they did not. Lost in the second round. So I'm going to take South Dakota State as well.
All right, moving on to the next pick we have here, and I do believe it is Gonzaga versus UNC Greensboro. For me, Gonzaga, look, they are 1-1 against top 32 teams. Yes, they just didn't have that many times to play, but they beat Texas, and they beat some very good teams early in the season. They have the second-best offensive efficiency in the tournament. They have the sixth-best average points per game in the tournament. And they rebound the ball fourth-best. UNC Greensboro, yes, has the fifth-best defensive efficiency, but they come out of a weaker conference. This game's going to be close. I'm going to take Gonzaga, though. Who you got?
I've got Gonzaga as well. I don't think there's very much debate here either.
I think the game's going to be close, though. Why don't you set an over-under for me?
Let's go over-under 9 points.
Yeah, I say 9.5. I'm going over. I think they'll win by 10 points, but not much more than that. Next, we have Houston at San Diego State. Houston lost. Pardon our bad information yesterday. Houston did not win the American Athletic Conference tournament. They lost by 1 point to Cincinnati. San Diego State, however, did win their tournament and is really hot right now. I know Houston's a popular pick, but I just don't know. I just feel like the San Diego State team could pull an upset here.
Could?
What about you? Who do you got? I got San Diego State.
I've got Houston, but I have Houston going further than just the first round. You have San Diego State? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I just don't get Houston.
I watched that game against Cincinnati. I think that's the real Houston team. Especially going into this tournament, they know how much what it means now. Especially how close to
score points.
Offensively, they're not great, but San Diego State's not that great either. I think Houston's defense is a little better, and that takes it over for me. I think Houston will win this game.
Yeah, I'll concede to you. I really like San Diego State, and I think they could make a run if need be. But I don't have a good. It's just a gut feeling, man. I don't know. Do you think this one needs a coin flip?
If you have a, you said you switched in Houston.
I don't really know. I don't feel it though. Like I'm not with that pick.
Yeah, let's do a coin toss, because I kind of understand what you mean.
All right. I'll make the call this time. Tails won before. Let's go Tails again. Oh, jumbled, dropped onto my lap. That was probably unfair, so one more time. Fell in between pile of shoes by my bed, digging tails.
Wow, yep. Two in a row.
There we go.
How about that?
Tails will take San Diego State. Why don't you talk to us about the next game?
Oh, about Michigan and Montana. Let's go. RPI ranking for Michigan is 12 versus Montana's 82. These teams are... Montana, stats-wise, is a little better offensively, but they do play in the worst conference. They score 68 points a game versus Michigan's 63 points a game. Oh, defensively, Montana... Excuse me, I've read these stats all wrong. Michigan is a little better than Montana defensively, but they do play in different conferences. Let's keep that in mind. Michigan normally allows 63.5 points on average. We'll just do, we're not going to do point, but versus Montana, 68 points. Montana has not played top 25 team, though, at all. Michigan has. They're 4-4 in those games, by the way. The BPI, I'm not going to go over that. And then offensively, Montana is a little better than Michigan, scoring 78 points to Michigan's 74, but remember, again, they play in a different conference. Reminder that Montana has played two teams in the Power 5, lost to Penn State and Washington, won Penn State by 13, Washington by 3, just to keep that in mind. So, Eric, who do you got? I think this is pretty clear, but...
I mean, a lot of people have been talking up Montana as a trendy upset pick. I just don't see it. I think Michigan's still hot coming off the Big Ten. I'm going to take Michigan.
I'm going to take Michigan as well. I don't think there's... so far, over under, let's go... Since people are talking about it as a trendy upset, let's go 7 points. Over under. 7.5.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to say 9.
Okay, I do actually agree with you there.
All right, nine. Moving on. Texas A&M versus Providence. We discussed this last night, really, and both of us have Providence. But
yeah, this was the top one for us.
Yeah, this one's easy for us because we both really like Providence. So I don't think there's much more to talk about. Let's take Providence.
Yeah, I agree.
And then UNC Lipscomb. I really like this UNC team. Of course, I'm going to take them over Lipscomb.
Yeah, I am as well. That game could be one of the bigger blowouts of the week or the week.
All right, UVA versus UMBC. I'm taking UVA.
I'm taking UVA as well.
All right, Creighton, Kansas State, another 8-9 seed game. Creighton 1-3 versus top 32 teams. Kansas State 0-3. In every single matchup, Creighton has the advantage as far as statistics wise goes, but that isn't the only reason I'm taking them. I believe a lot in heat going into the tournament. What I mean by that is if you're on a big winning streak, you're more likely to win. If you're on a big losing streak, you're more likely to lose. I think I'm going to take Creighton because they're hotter than Kansas State.
I think that's very fair. I'm going to take Creighton as well for this basically the same reason.
All right. Kentucky Davidson, a very interesting matchup that I think we're going to have some debate on.
Probably.
So the Kentucky Wildcats obviously struggled through the season, but late were very good. Average points per game. These teams aren't very different. 76.8 for the Wildcats, 76.5 for the Wildcats. So, Chris, I got the Wildcats.
you almost said the Wildcats.
Yeah, Wildcats. Wildcats. Did I say that wrong?
I think you said Wildcats.
Wildcats. Wildcats. Something maybe like I that. Say that wrong. Cats.
Let me pronounce it real quick. It's Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Yes.
Wildcats. I love it. Okay. defensive efficiency, UK obviously a little bit better. Field goal percentage, Davidson a better shooting team, and Davidson the best free throw shooting team in this division. Davidson, of course, coming off the A-10 win, who do you got in this game?
I'm going to take Kentucky just because of the way they've been playing lately. I think overall they've been playing a little better, especially offensively. Going down in the SEC tournament, they play some really good teams. Tennessee, that came down stretch, but Tennessee's a really good team. I just think the way I've seen them beat these teams offensively better, that are better than Davidson, I think they'll be prepared enough to beat Davidson, but it'll be an extremely tight game, I think.
I'm going to go Davidson. Again, it's the heat factor. I think it's going to be extremely tight, and I just don't know. Like, this Kentucky team, when we both bought into them in earlier October, in November, they kind of let us down, and in the big games, they seem to lose. I think you look at their record, and that's very true. I'm going to go Davidson. Is there any way I could get you to change your mind?
Nah, I think I have started, especially going down the three games in the SEC tournament, there has been some more consistency. I know at the end of the season, but that could have just happened. I'm not going to count that last game. So I don't think so.
All right. What do you want, heads or tails?
Give me tails again. I don't think it'll win, but give it to me.
Okay. Let's see if I can catch this one. Oh, it is tails.
Wow, three in a row.
Triple threat. For the record, I disagree. I think Davidson can make it through. Arizona and Buffalo, DeAndre Ayton was an absolute beast through the Pac-12 tournament. Buffalo comes from a weaker conference. I'm taking Arizona, and I don't really think it'll be a contest. I know that some people posited Buffalo, specifically Tristan, as a team that could pull an upset. I think he totally ignored the fact that Arizona's played basketball for more than the little stretch that they've struggled this year, and they've fixed their problems, and Lonzo Trier's back as well. I'm taking the Wildcats.
Now, I disagree with you about it being a close competition and why you wouldn't take Buffalo, but I do agree with the pick. I would take Arizona in this game.
I didn't say – I said I thought it wouldn't be close.
That's what I mean. I disagree with what you said about it. You didn't think it would be very close.
Miami
– I think it will be close.
Miami, Loyola, Chicago. Loyola, Chicago, first in field goal percentage. Now, no matter what conference you play in, that is an extremely impressive stat. Would you agree, Chris?
Yeah, for sure.
They are ninth in defensive efficiency, though you have to take into account the
competition.
The competition. I just remember that watching Loyola Chicago Kansas and Loyola knocking off Kansas, and they beat Florida. I mean, that's another good upset. I'm gonna have to take Loyola Chicago.
I think you're
Miami's nothing. I think Miami's overseeded. If you look at their schedule, they didn't beat any big teams in the ACC. They beat mid-tier opponents at best, and they still lost some games to low-tier opponents. That's why I personally believe in Loyola Chicago.
I think you've kind of switched me over because I was on Miami, but I think I'm going to go Loyola Chicago as well. Based off of what you said, I know the field goal percentage, that's very important, but defensively, you can say they played in a lesser conference, but I still think that's really good. But you reminded me of when they upset Kansas. I think Loyola Chicago does win that game, but right, barely. Well, it'll be a close game.
Oh, absolutely. Give me an over-under for points.
I'll give you a 4.5 over-under.
I am going to say 4 point over under.
4.5.
That's tight. I'm going to take the over by just half a point. I think it'll be 5 points.
I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to go 3 points.
All right. So why don't you move us on to the next one while I quickly jot this down?
All right. Our next game is number 3 Tennessee against number 14 Wright State. I don't have the same exact stats Eric does, so we'll have to go a little differently. The RPI rankings, just in case anybody cares, 8th for Tennessee, which I think is a little high, but whatever. And then 99th for Wright State. Defensively, they're close, very close, but remember they play in different conferences. 66 points for Tennessee versus 65 points allowed for Wright State defensively. No top 25 games played for Wright State. Tennessee is 3-3 in those games.
3-4.
3-3 on my end.
Really? Is that cool? Oh, that. Sorry, I have top 32. Pardon.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's why. BPI rankings. That's meaningless because they play in different conferences, in my opinion. And let's go offensively. Offensively, Tennessee averages a whopping 74 points a game versus Wright State 72. So, on paper, these teams are pretty even, but they play in different conferences, so we have to look at that way differently. What do you think about this game, Eric?
I think, again, I picked so much off heat and my gut, and heat and my gut tell me Tennessee. I didn't believe in this team, but then they beat down on Arkansas, and they played Kentucky extremely tight in the SEC. I'm taking Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Tennessee won that game. Just based off on paper, this is fairly even, but the different conferences kind of gets it for me. I'm taking Tennessee.
All right, you look at Nevada and you look at Texas, and you see two very interesting teams. Defensive efficiency, the Longhorns have it. Offensive efficiency, the Wolfpack have it. The Wolfpack, the Mountain West is not a bad conference. This game could be very tight, but the Big 12 is just so dominant and good, and Texas played so well down the stretch. I'm going to take Texas.
I'm going to take Texas as well. I think Texas is the Cinderella out of this division or region, excuse me. If there is such thing, I'm going to take Texas.
All right, talk to me about our next game.
Number 2 Cincinnati will face number 15 Georgia State in the final game of the South region for the first round. Offensively, Cincinnati or Georgia State.
Let's just skip the discussion. I'm taking Cincy.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I think that's pretty clear. I'm taking Cincy as well. Cincinnati, moving on. Next game of Villanova versus
Nova. Easy.
No, yeah. Our next games are very tricky. Virginia Tech, Alabama, 8-9. Defensively, Alabama has a slight notch, just a very slight 1-point notch. Offensively, Virginia Tech has a 7-point notch over Alabama, but we saw that Alabama did play better down the stretch in the SEC tournament than Virginia Tech did in the ACC tournament. With that being said, what do you think, Eric?
I think Virginia Tech's overseeded, and I think Colin Sexton's too hot. I'm taking Alabama.
I'm thinking Alabama as well. Our next game, West Virginia and Murray State. I think this is pretty clear, but we'll go over stats anyway real quickly. Murray State does have the slight edge over West Virginia in defense, but remember they play in a different conference. Offensively, West Virginia has a slight edge over Murray State. And, of course, down the stretch, West Virginia did play so-so. They didn't. At the middle of the season, they've had a little nod where they lost several games. But they did play well down the stretch for the most part. So, who do you got in this game, Eric?
I'm taking West Virginia.
I am as well.
All right, moving on. Wichita State, Marshall. Another trendy upset pick. Wichita State's interesting because they were up and down all season long and they didn't perform really well in the American tournament. However, they do have the sixth best offensive efficiency, which is impressive for the American, which is a defensive-minded conference, mind you. They are 42nd in the field in defensive efficiency, but also shoot 47%, which is 17th best, and get the sixth most rebounds in the tournament. I can understand if you want to take Marshall, but I'm taking Wichita State.
Yeah, I'm taking Wichita State this one as well. I think Wichita State could make a run pretty far based off the competition that we're playing. Villanova is not as strong this year. So I'm going to take Wichita State as well.
All right. Florida, St. Bonnie's, or UCLA? For me, Florida started the year unbelievable. People were talking about them as a top five team in the nation. Then they really fell off, and they fell off hard. They lost to Loyola Chicago. They just lost a lot of games that they should have won and didn't perform uber well to start the SEC year. They finished pretty strong in the SEC, didn't do super well in the tournament. I think UCLA is criminally underseeded. I think they'll beat St. Bonnie's, and even if St. Bonnie's advanced, I'd take St. Bonnie's. I'm taking the 11 seed.
I'm taking the 11 seed as well. I actually had already clicked on it because I knew we would probably both going to agree with that. I don't know what Florida team I'm going to see. The good one or the bad? The one that can shoot threes or the one that can't? I'm counting on the bad one or the team that's not very good. I'm going to take Florida in that one.
All right. Texas Tech, SF Austin. Texas Tech, obviously a great year in the Big 12, 24-9. They don't really jump off the page at any point. SF Austin, fourth best defensive efficiency. Of course, they play worse competition. I think this one's going to require a coin flip because my gut says SF Austin, and I could understand Texas Tech, but SF Austin's just constantly in the tournament, and I just feel like this is an upset waiting to happen.
I'm going to take Texas Tech. They're getting their best player back just in time, or they did get him back just in time. Yeah, I mean, I think this bracket sets up well. I think they're... If any of these teams have a chance, it's Texas Tech along with one other team besides Villanova to go to the Final Four. So I'm going to take Texas Tech.
All right. Coin flip. I'm going to take Tails since I got the underdog. All right.
Fourth in a row. Let's get it.
Heads.
Wow. So we will be wrong
in a big spot. And no... I am not doctoring this, or else I would have made me win every single time. I believe Chris has won one more times on the coin flip.
It's 2-2, and by the way, we will be wrong on this pick. Texas Tech will win this game.
All right. We picked Texas Tech, dude.
I thought we were picking.
No, I got Boston. I chose tails, and I got heads.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That means I lost the coin flip.
Wow, never mind, then I'm
okay.
Then I won 3. Oh my gosh, okay.
All right.
I thought you hit it. I don't know.
Butler. I know Josh doesn't listen to this podcast, but I'm going to take Butler. And here's why. I watch Butler a lot this year, and when they get going from the 3, they're unstoppable. And Arkansas is good, but I just feel like Butler can get hot. And it's going to be very 50-50. If Butler can shoot the 3, they'll win the game. If it's not falling, Arkansas will take it. But I'm taking Butler here. And I'm not going to be swayed. I'm taking Butler.
I'm taking the Butler Bulldogs as well. For me, this is going to come down to, of course, Butler's defense. I think it's better than Arkansas's defense. The question is going to be the same for the Arkansas Razorbacks as what you just said. Are they going to be able to shoot the 3 or not? And against that Butler defense, I'm going to say no. I'm going to take Butler.
All right. Moving on to our next and final pick of this bracket, which would be Purdue CS Fullerton. I'm taking Purdue.
I'm taking Purdue as well. I don't think there's any question about it.
All right. So we have just made an executive decision, if you didn't miss it. We are going to be recording a second episode where we will talk about the rest of our picks all the way to the final. See you guys then. We will be back in just a few. Until then, peace out.
Peace out. Yep.